Guys, this is absolutely the stuff of nightmares. We're going to talk about the Titanic Ocean Gate submersible story. Let's get into it. All right, guys, welcome to the show and happy Wednesday. I'm Mom Lepinobi. We have Taylor in Nashville.
Happy Wednesday.
And we have Scott in the producer's bay.
What's up, everyone?
Scott, we eventually have to get you your own sound effect because Taylor's got this brilliant, brilliant send-in, and now you have nothing.
I got nothing. I got nothing except for a crusty forehead right now. I'm battling right now with this sunburn. Oh, boy.
It's all good. It's all good. Guys, what? As I said before, this is literally nightmare fuel. I have been following this story, as I'm sure all of you have been following this story, because it is quite literally everywhere all the time now. It's about this tourist submersible that has gone down to look at the Titanic wreck by a company by the name of Ocean Gate that is now either imploded with the passengers having been, you know, deceased in that implosion, is stuck somewhere in the Titanic, or is somewhere on the ocean floor where the five passengers on board are running out of oxygen. So we're going to break down what's happening here and get into some very disturbing takes that I've seen on the internet in regard to this, which I'm sure you all have seen too. The people cheering on the deaths of these passengers simply because a few of them are very rich. That seems to be reason enough to say they deserve to die. And we're going to respond to some of those takes. It has irked me watching them. I'll go ahead and say that before we get into it. So you have this Titanic submersible, I believe called the Titan, made by this Ocean Gate company, and multiple tourists who are on board, and there's now, I think, five people in total. One of them is a billionaire by the name of Hamish Harding, who got most of his money by being an aviator and having aviation companies. And they're all on board this thing. It left on Sunday and has been missing since Sunday. And I guess the latest update on this is that they have less than 20 hours of oxygen left in this thing. And of course, people are wildly concerned about this. It is an insane story because whoever hears about an expedition like this, let alone one going wrong in this way. So there is an extensive search and rescue mission that is taking place right now. There was updates that I saw this morning, but there's the possibility that all five of them could be still alive, as some buoys picked up the sound of knocking on the hole within the submarine, or what they believe could be the sound of knocking in this hole. They speculated that it was happening at 30-minute intervals, meaning somebody was knocking within this submarine at 30-minute intervals to let them know that they were there. But they're saying at this point, it's up in the air. They don't know if those sounds that they heard are the five individuals alive trying to alert the people to their location. And they've run into the conundrum of, one, not having vehicles that are able to go deep enough to find this submarine. And even if they could, I should say submersible, even if they could find it, not necessarily having the vehicles, the tools, or the time to bring this up, right? And that would be the only option for these people to make it out of this alive, is that they somehow surface this submersible and they are rescued. So that's the situation that they're in right now. And I just want to lay the groundwork. This is probably going to sound quite disturbing, but I want to lay the groundwork for the situation that these people are in. The air in this thing is probably super, super thick. And they're all dealing with, I'm imagining, feelings of impending doom, because they know they're in a really bad situation. And they know the state of that situation, given that they have one to two experts aboard this thing. So I think even one of these people is a 19-year-old boy, and his dad are aboard this thing. So that should tell you the state they're in. Imagine if you were in that state. It's even hard to imagine what life would be like if you were in that scenario, but try to for a second. The wives and loved ones of these individuals are waiting, I believe, on a ship for their hopeful safe return. But as we stated before, the odds on this are not looking good. But the internet has taken it upon themselves to completely just make so many disparaging statements about these individuals, and particularly the rich ones. They're calling them idiots. They're saying that they hope that they die, and that, you know, even if they somehow make it out alive, they deserve to have died down there. And the main reason that people are saying this is because Hamish Harding, who is on board, is a billionaire. And that these individuals paid $250,000 to be on this submersible and to take the trip down to see the wreckage of the Titanic. So the argument being made here is that these are stupid rich people who are contributing harm upon the earth simply by virtue of being rich individuals in the modern day and age, and that they went on a stupid expedition and deserve to die because of it. So that's what people are saying. Every time I get updates about this, or I just see videos of people talking about this, it makes my heart, like, skip. I cannot imagine being in this situation. And let's say they are to come out of this alive. It seems as though there is going to be a massive lawsuit on the hands of those responsible for this, and specifically OceanGate, because they knew that this vessel was, apparently knew, allegedly knew that this vessel was not equipped to go on a journey like this. They even had a former employee alert them to the state of this vessel and say, this is not something that anybody should be aboard, and more specifically, tourists, and they simply fired that guy and went about their business. So, this is just horrible. I'm going to show you guys some of the responses that people have had. One of the weirdest being the stepson of this billionaire, whose name is Brian. And Brian has taken it upon himself to be on the internet posting what he's doing while people are in this, you know, feverish search for his stepfather. He decided to go to a Blink-182 concert and post that on the internet, and said that he was using Blink-182 to cope with the reality of his missing family member. There's a picture of him there smiling at the Blink-182 concert. He also posted multiple clips of that concert on his Twitter, which you can check out, and even decided to respond to an OnlyFans model today. Let's pull up this picture. Who posted this photo. Let's see if I can... I'll pull it up on Twitter so you all can see this.
Weight Watchers really didn't want anyone to see that.
Yeah, they really didn't. They were trying to block that photo, which is understandable. And I believe it's still up on his Twitter. She posted this scantily clad photo saying, "Can I sit on you?" And Brian decided to quote tweet that saying, "Yes, please," in the middle of the great tragedy where his stepfather is lost at sea. So there's a lot going on here. This catastrophe has pointed out how awful some people are. I was fuming looking at some of the videos that I was seeing on the internet, which I will show you all today. And I think Scott and Taylor had similar experiences seeing some of the people respond to this.
Yeah, it's bringing out the absolute worst in everybody, whether it's people who just have a hatred for rich and a resentment for rich people in their hearts and are just like, this is good that they're dying, or the stepson of one of the passengers who is trying to profit off of his stepfather's plight by, I think, didn't he even tweet at Blink-182 and be like, "Hey guys, it would really like help me cope with this situation if I could go backstage and meet you and hang out with you."
Yeah.
Like the, and then just engaging with OnlyFans models is just a tasteless, heartless sort of reaction to this. What the only appropriate reaction to this scenario right now is, wow, what a tragedy, and let's pray and hope that these people are rescued while there's still time. We can worry about lawsuits and assigning blame and everything like that in due course, and I'm sure there will be hell to pay for it, but as of now, this is an ongoing situation. And we talked about it a little before the show, but it's similar to the miners that were trapped, I believe, in Chile, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, there was the children's soccer team who was trapped. It's like when these situations are going down and there's still hope to rescue people, like there should be nothing but goodwill sent their way. They don't deserve to die or right. because they took a risk or because they're rich or anything like that. It's just silly. And we shouldn't be running around making all these jokes and stuff. It's like, but let's have some heart here. People pay attention. It's an intriguing, crazy, outlandish story. But the first priority is like, let's see these people brought home safely if we can.
Yeah. I cannot imagine like, I can't, a name does not come to mind of a person that I would just willingly cheer on this sort of disaster for them and this sort of death for them. This is heartbreaking to even hear about from people you don't even know about, let alone being able to cheer on somebody's death, especially when you know, like, there's other people on board. You have a son and father who are on board this thing, and people are making jokes like I've never seen before. It's insane how quickly this got like memed on the internet and how people are just putting together compilations of jokes and tweets that make this out to be funny or make this out to be something wonderful that is happening to these people. I was like, somebody nuke us when I was looking at some of these TikToks and videos, because I just cannot believe that somebody could listen to something like this happening and be so desensitized to human death or human suffering that they would willingly make videos like this. I'll show you one. Here's a clip.
Probably heard about the scary ass Titanic sub that's lost, but at least we can all just take a breath and relax and know that there are no people on board, only billionaires. No, because let's be real. This guy made a submarine out of parts he found at Hobby Lobby, steers it with the shitty controller you give to your little brother. There's one light, one tiny toilet, the whole thing smells like shit, and it doesn't open from the inside, apparently. He charges $250,000 to ride, and then cancels every single time, because, oh, something went wrong. This is not a horror movie nightmare. This is the plot of a fucking SNL sketch. Also, people are like, that is not a PlayStation controller. That is a Logitech gamepad. What is this? What is this? That is a PS2 controller. I play Kingdom Hearts with that shit. He literally switched it to this because it looks more official. No, but in all honesty, guys, I do hope they're safe, and I do hope they get found before all their oxygen runs out by killer whales. This is going to be a...
And that got 70,000, nearly 70,000 likes. 70,000 people watched that and that resonated with them somehow. How disgusting and vile do you have to be as a human being to make a video like that? And then how disgusting and vile do you have to be as a human being to engage in agreement with a video like that? Anybody got any answers? Because it blows my mind. And of course, this idea is like, oh, he's a billionaire, which makes him an inherently harmful force on the earth. And that's the reason that he should be wiped into oblivion and whoever's with him, whatever, that's collateral damage. These people are so disconnected from their own self-awareness that they have no idea that they're lying. They're lying, right? Think about the average person you know in what they would do for $1 billion. And don't lie to yourself. Don't try to make yourself out to be like so much better than you actually are as a human being. Think about the people who are on TikTok and what they would do for $1 billion. They're no better than the billionaire who was exploring the Titanic. They're not better people. They're not more virtuous. They're not doing better things for the earth. Yet they feel as though they are simply because this guy has more assets than they do. Watch a Mr. Beast video and you'll see what people will do for far less than $1 billion. It's insane. It is crazy. And these people lack the self-awareness to at least admit that there would be lengths they'd be willing to go to make that amount of money or have that amount of money, and that maybe they might be a little bit envious of the guy who is currently, you know, floating in the middle of the ocean and experiencing something devastating. But they're not willing to admit that. So instead, they virtue signal on the internet. Instead, they make videos making fun of other people's deaths. And they're trying to, you know, encase it with, oh, you know, I just care about people, right? That's why I hope that a billionaire is dying. And that's why I hope that rich dad and his son is dying and Stockton Rush is dying and all these people and the guy who came along to help with their navigating is dying because I just love people. How delusional do you have to be as an individual to think that? And then they're saying, Oh, well, who would ever even want to go look at the Titanic wreckage anyways? They're going down to look at a shipwreck for other people that have died. How disgusting of them. As if James Cameron's Titanic wasn't the highest grossing movie to ever be created ever, which means millions, if not billions, of people decided, I want to go watch a movie about, you know, fanfare and romance surrounding a shipwreck. As if Las Vegas doesn't have this huge Titanic museum that makes millions of dollars every single year because people are interested in what happened in the Titanic. And that's not to say that there's anything inherently wrong with that. Just admit that it is a normal thing to have interest in. But instead, what they're doing is they're taking this hatred and this vitriol that they feel and trying to cover it up with virtue signaling and making it seem like they're better people than they actually are. And doing so openly on the internet with all of these views and all of these likes, it's just insane.
Mocking the death or wishing death on people and mocking their plight because they're in a different class than you, because they have more money than you, is not the moral W that you think it is. It just makes you a horrible person, and you feel justified in saying that they deserve to die because you think that they're somehow exploitative or whatever, but you're literally just dehumanizing them and being the horrible person that you're accusing other people of being. So, you know, bravo to these people. And we talked about this before the show a little bit, but, you know, I don't know to what extent this is coming from just a callousness that we have as a society right now because of social media, especially like in the younger generations. I feel like there's just sort of a general detachment from human suffering in general. And then there's also another layer to it, though, that I feel like is more politically motivated, is more comes from this, socialist Marxist sort of ideology that says that, you know, rich people are rich because of exploitation inherently, and we should all hate them. And there's never a billionaire who could be a billionaire because of effort or because of being productive. They're all just exploiters, and they deserve to be, you know, have their heads taken off and put on pikes, and we should usher in a revolution because we're so much more morally superior. So I feel like you got both of those energies going on right now. And I think that's where a lot of this social hateful, vitriolic, just disgusting, heartless, cruel social media buzz is coming from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would add on to that. I think that's a good point that you made there, Taylor, especially with the social media aspect of it. I feel like this generation is so far removed and has it so good in this world and in this life, especially in this country specifically, that they can't even fathom the horror of being in a situation like that because they are living in a very safe environment. And let alone, I think this just really gets at the heart of people who are championing or celebrating this and down with the rich, eat the rich sort of mentality. Yeah. I feel like they're not necessarily signaling their virtue. Really, they're signaling their envy at their heart. And honestly, they want what this person who's been lost, and they're willing to stoop to that level of cheering on their alleged or potential demise. And it's so sad to see. And honestly, if you look at it, even hearkening back to the, while there is a sliver of irony here with the fact that they were going down to see the Titanic, which suffered its own horrific tragedy, and all those people on board who lost their lives, everybody today who's probably on their cell phone and making light of this situation is living far better than the richest person that was on the Titanic.
Yep.
Just even their basic life today. It's cleaner, richer. You have more access to information, everything at large. So for them to not even be able to see that at any point in their life is just a sad situation at large.
They're so deluded that they've convinced themselves that they don't want that guy's life. They're that deluded that they will never, ever fully admit that that is what they want, which is just crazy. You know, if they had done some sort of like sweepstakes and they said, you know, we're going to offer 5 random people the opportunity to go on a submarine and see the wreckage of the Titanic or whatever, do you know how many people would be lining up to go and do that? And if it had the same outcome as what happened today, would you still be seeing all the memes and the jokes about this? No, you probably wouldn't, because people, their brains are so fried by their own ideology and agenda that they can't even see that they are quite literally cheering on human suffering. There's no way other way to package it. This is human suffering in probably one of its purest form, the situation that's happening right now, and people are cheering it on. Now, I'll show you some of the tweets that people are putting out. Here's one.
But before we get into that, we have a super chat from Nick Tyler.
Sure.
We read $50 super chats instantly. So this one's from Nick. Says, I am willing to bet my house that the ones engaging in making these ridiculously inhumane videos are the same people full of compassion and pride for the hypocrisy that is Pride Month. Also, 2 for 2 on airless intros. That's something to be proud of.
Yeah, I mean, there's no consistency whatsoever. Do you know who's on her way to being a billionaire? Taylor Swift. And when she hits 1 billion, are suddenly people going to be calling for her death? I highly doubt it. All these left-leaning people love Taylor Swift. They're just so delusional that they're never going to admit the fault in their own thinking. So I'll be curious to see what happens when their beloved singer becomes a billionaire. There will be no consistency. I guarantee you. There will be none. Now I gotta reconnect my computer as we always do. Let's look at some of these tweets here. And of course, some of these are jokes, right? And you know, we're all known to make jokes and, you know, engage in dark comedy, and there is room for that or whatever. I'm more talking about the people who are getting on the internet and saying, send more billionaires. They all deserve to die, cheering this on. Here's more. Send more billionaires underwater. This person finds it funny. If I were a billionaire stuck at the bottom of the ocean, I would simply pull myself up by my bootstraps, somebody says. 3 billionaires. Nobody could throw an air tag on there. A billionaire stuck at the bottom of the ocean? Surely he can pull himself up by cutting down on unnecessary spending and picking up a side hustle. Over the past few years, I've watched billionaires literally take joyrides into space with their extra money while the rest of us start GoFundMes to pay for basic healthcare costs. Seriously, what can I do to support the orcas? And again, all of these people acting like if they had extra money, they would not spend it on themselves or go on some excursion. And if they had $250,000 that they could throw on a vacation, that they wouldn't do it. Delulu. They are Delulu. They're not being honest with themselves, with the world. And now we're in this whole like synergistic thing where everybody's in that same cycle of thinking. So you can just spout it out on the internet and hundreds of thousands of people will come to support you. So that's the situation that they're all in right now. Now, some people have been bringing up this story about, I believe, 700 refugees that have drowned. It was in the ocean near Greece, I believe, right? Or Italy. They were on their way to Italy.
Yeah, they were in Greek waters and were intercepted by the Greek Coast Guard, but they were on their way to Italy.
Yeah. So, and people are saying this is not getting anywhere near as much news coverage as the billionaires and all this stuff. And while I think certainly that should be talked about, that is an immense number of people, and it is very concerning that A, people are engaging in this sort of behavior, and 700 people lost their lives. Sure, there's something to be said there, but to flip it on its head and say, well, these people deserve to die because this news story is not being covered is completely wrong. And I think Taylor even looked up the circumstances of that refugee boat. And
yeah, there's blame to be laid there, but your anger should be directed at the human traffickers and the smugglers who transported an absurd number of people on this vessel and refused help when the Greek authorities intercepted them. They were like, no, we're going on to Italy. We don't need help. We're not in distress. And yet everyone's trying to blame the Greeks or, you know, just use this again as a way to somehow say that their desire for the passengers aboard the submarine is just for to die is somehow justified, or like they're two separate events. I get there's probably an asymmetrical level of coverage in the media around these two things, but there are more basic human psychological reasons for that, and it's not necessarily reflective of some grand conspiracy, and it does not justify your ill will toward people just because they're rich.
Yeah, I just cannot imagine hearing any sort of story of people suffering and being like, hell yeah, they all deserve that. It's very reminiscent of like when Rush Limbaugh passed away, and how everybody on the internet was going crazy and saying, like, he deserved to die, and, you know, he was such a horrible person, and I hope his death is full of suffering and stuff like that. How just disconnected do you have to be from human existence and the human condition to say something like that? So, and maybe it's because we're desensitized with all the stuff that we see on the internet.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like, it's because everybody's living on a screen right now, mm-hmm. and they're not actually interacting face to face with people on a regular basis as much as they did in the past. And that's just severed our tie, or so it seems, has severed our tie with just humanity at large. I mean, we went through the most horrific century in all of human history in the 20th.
Yeah.
And yet we still haven't learned basic lessons from that. And this is just a smaller situation or example of that entire problem at large. But geez,
it's just this whole stream is just like being like, like, what is going on? It's because these people don't know suffering either. They don't know what, they literally just don't know suffering. So they're able to sit on their couch on their TikTok and make these stupid videos where they just say the craziest thing possible because there will be no repercussions. Nothing happens and you don't experience anything. So it's totally fine to just like armchair your way through life and say these things about other people.
And there's also an aspect going back to the storylines of covering one more so than the other with the Greek Greek boat or out there in Greece.
Mm-hmm.
Mainstream media is driven by revenue. What is going to get more revenue? It's, mm-hmm. Using the very infamous tragedy of the Titanic and utilizing that in your titles and the fact that this, again, has a sliver of irony to it. And, that's going to get eyeballs on it. That's going to get people coming to your site and everything. So there's an aspect of that. So if you want to direct your anger at someone, just direct it at the organizations that are utilizing this for their gain. Granted, that starts a whole nother issue of like, the capitalist system, and they might run down that rabbit hole, but it's just misdirected in my opinion.
Yeah, but also the story is legitimately insane. There is never a time where this story was not going to be a worldwide story. How many human beings have traveled down to the depths of the ocean like this, and how many have met their catastrophic end in this way, or could possibly? How often have we had search and rescues that are, this vast in the amount of people that it involves and the amount of technology that it involves? This is a phenomenon. It just is. So to be upset that this story is getting a lot of play when it is absolutely insane is just... That's why. And the very people who are saying, why is the story getting this much coverage? They're following every single update.
And they're commenting. And making posts about it as well. Like, you're literally making TikToks about this story, complaining about how it's getting all these clicks and stuff. It's like, okay, well, you're literally talking about it and doing the exact same thing. That's why, in addition to saying, oh, blame the media companies for focusing on it, it's like, blame yourself for being inclined psychologically to engage with this story because it's outlandish. Or maybe this is just how human psychology works, and there's not some big nefarious plot to suppress the plight of migrants in favor of the plight of these other people, but this is just how human beings think and react to situations. And we should probably sit with that and reflect on it and think about what it says about us as human beings and how we value life. And like, we should think about that and have some self-reflection time. But to just immediately assume that I'm morally superior because I want to virtue signal about these migrants and want to, denigrate and say everyone's overreacting to this when you're still just talking about it. It's like, if this thing wouldn't have happened, you wouldn't be talking about the migrants in the first place. So just shove it.
That's a valid point.
Pound sand. Pick rocks.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I do want to say, Amala, like, because this wasn't a super chat, but it was a criticism, and we like criticism here. Mm-hmm. So I want to get what you thought about this. Austin Brown said, I think you are overreacting here. The majority are not wishing ill will on anyone. They are just using this incident to gain engagement. You are doing the same thing now from the opposite side.
Absolutely. So are people using this incident to gain engagement with their opinions that people should die? Is that what we're saying here? People are using this incident to reinforce their beliefs about a larger system in relation to billionaires. It's the reason you hear people saying Elon Musk needs to go down there. Jeff Bezos needs to go down there. Let's send Bill Gates down. I don't think that these people are going, this is going to get me a lot of likes on TikTok and people are going to want to engage with this. I think people legitimately think these things, and they legitimately think that once you earn X amount of dollars, your value as a human being is lost. And that's reinforced not only in the videos we see surrounding this situation, but all the time people are saying this about the rich. That's why there's an entire Eat the Rich campaign. And the reason that we talk about it on this show is that it sparks a really interesting cultural debate about whether or not human life loses value based on how many assets you have. And of course, we don't believe that to be true. I think all the lives on this vessel are just as valuable as anybody else's. And that's the reason that we talk about it, because this is just wild. And to see people to the tune of thousands hop on the internet and say this thing and say, you know, stuff like this, laughing at people's death. It just shows we're in a really weird place as a society, because this was not, this should not be happening. And this was not happening prior to this time that we're in on Earth. And it's just, you know, it's another black pill moment, I think, for me, just watching this stuff. I was like going through these videos this morning to just compile, and they were just everywhere. It was like everywhere you swipe, people were saying the same statement, the same joke, wishing the same ill upon these people. And it just makes you feel ill to see this sort of stuff and just to see how easily people support it and admire the people who are saying these things. And I don't know if it's just because we are so... I mean, we talked about all the different reasons you could be this way, or and the lack of it, actual experience of suffering in the world that we're in right now. I just don't know how you could hear about the conditions, about how these people are living on this submersible, and then turn it around and say something so crazy as they deserve it. It's just so crazy to me. So at the end of the day, everybody's a human being, and how we lost that idea that everybody is a human being, and now we're putting people in like hierarchies based on what they have and their skin color and their gender and all this stuff. Nuke us, I guess. Just do it.
Yeah, and we talked just about the desensitization and the class envy going on, but I think another element of this too is, especially in the wake of COVID and the pandemic, there's sort of been this hyper feminized like aversion to risk and like this culture of safetyism, where anybody doing anything adventurous or that has risk baked into it is inherently just foolish and wasteful, and we should all just be safe and stay in our homes and never take any risks. And there's sort of, I think, a leftover momentum of that mentality from the pandemic now, to where, you know, when we had the space race going on in like the 1960s, going out into space was this crazy, risky, adventurous thing that there's kind of no point to, like, what's the point of landing on the moon? What does that accomplish for us? But it was like, you know what? It was aspirational. It meant we're going to the great beyond. We're doing something, you know, we're pushing the boundaries of human experience. And when explorers used to go and explore the polar ice caps in the, you know, 18th century, 19th century, like that was, a lot of those were poorly planned and ill-fated and didn't end up well. But there's something just about adventure that is worthwhile. And the purpose of life is not to just sit in safety and never take any risks and be, you know, just an armchair critic of everyone who ever does anything. It's to go out there and live it. So it also just makes a lot of this criticism that's coming from these people just, you know, hard to listen to and a black pill, because you're like, dude, this action that these people are doing, this adventure that they're going on, is something more daring, significant, courageous than anything you've probably ever dreamed of attempting in your life. Mm-hmm. And so it just kind of falls flat when you're sitting there in your comfort of your home, you know, criticizing people for taking a risk with their own money and their own life.
Yeah, and it's like, of course, they put themselves in the situation they're in. I think the commentary is just on the greater conversations that are being had in regard to just at what is baseline suffering. It's just a tragedy that the people are having, and then to just cheer on tragedy is just so weird, especially from, you know, people who sit on a side that is meant to be, you know, holier than thou. We care about all people, we care about all of humanity, and that's why we do what we do. We are uber tolerant and we want everybody to be able to coexist unless you meet this marker that devalues your human life, or this marker that no longer makes you one of us, or this one that takes you out of our camp. How quickly the uber tolerant and loving side is cheering on the deaths of five individuals who were just trying to go on a fun adventure. Crazy. Crazy. I think lastly here, we're going to talk about something else here. Elon Musk has hopped on to Twitter. We're going to get into the gender debate once again on this show. He tweeted out that the word cis or cisgender is now going to be considered a slur on the platform, that is Twitter. He said, repeated targeted harassment against any account will cause the harassing accounts to receive, at minimum, temporary suspensions. The word cis or cisgender are considered slurs on this platform. And I gotta say, I completely disagree with this move. So now if you use the word cis or cisgender in what they believe to be a targeted or harassing way, at a minimum, you'll be temporarily suspended. I don't agree with this because, you know, for one, I'm not really in the camp of people that thinks anything needs to be qualified as a slur or a form of hate speech. And even if you are going to qualify it as those things, those are all allowed under the umbrella that is free speech. Elon Musk was a self-proclaimed free speech absolutist, but that doesn't seem to be the case if you're taking this tweet into account. If you're a free speech absolutist, then people should certainly be able to use the word cis and cisgender. Do I personally like when I'm referred to as cis or cisgendered? Not personally. It's not something that I prefer. It's not a word or phrase that I will ever use because I don't believe in the word cis or cisgender. And I completely denounce all of the ideology that is attached to those words. But does everybody have the right to use that on the internet and comment that under people's posts and say, you know, you're cisgender or whatever? Yeah. And that's what the platform, of all platforms, Twitter was supposed to be. So I do not agree with this move in saying that these words are not going to be tolerated on Twitter.
Yeah, I agree. When I read the story, I was kind of like, you know, my mind went to if a Muslim like calls me an infidel because I don't believe in the tenets of Islam, like, that's just because they're Muslim and that's what I am according to their ideology. I'm not necessarily offended by that. And they should fully be allowed to say that in with their free speech. I don't think they should be banned from it or that we should label it a slur or call it hate speech. It's kind of walking into the same problem that Twitter had in the first place, which is who gets to define misinformation, who gets to define hate speech. And if you are a free speech absolutist like Elon proclaims to be, then he should agree with this, which is interesting because J.K. Rowling responded to this. I think you have that up, and Elon agreed with her take, which was more in line with the free speech absolutism. So I was kind of confused there because he like introduces this policy that is saying that this is going to be considered a slur, but then agreed with someone who was characterizing this as a slur. So I'm not sure exactly where that's all going to shake out.
Yeah, it just seems like a bad move. Maybe you should roll that one back. Text Fraud sends a $50 super chat. Says, Amala, we shouldn't wish death on other people. Also, Amala, nuke us. But seriously, we really are out of touch and it is scary as a society. Yeah, for me, nuke us is just me taking the black pill. I don't actually want to die in a nuclear bombing, guys. Don't worry about it. And I hope that these people who are saying that they want these rich people on this submersible, and that means that the people who aren't rich, who are also in the company of these billionaires, I hope that they're joking when they say that they want these people to die. It just does not seem like that to me. That's not the message that I seem to be getting when I'm watching these videos and reading these tweets from people and watching them suggest that, you know, other people should meet the same fate. And yeah. What were you going
to
say?
Well, I was going to go back to the Elon story about, you know, him. This is like another just version of policing speech. Sorry, while I cough out this almond. Go back to you, Abla.
This is another version of policing speech, right? If we want to be able to say everything that we want to say, the people on the left who believe in cis and cisgender should be able to say everything it is that they want to say. I I get where people would qualify it as a slur. They say they find it offensive. They don't want to be called cisgender, but everybody should have the right to say that word, and especially on Twitter, because now what you've done is reinforce the idea that because Elon Musk owns Twitter, that he's going to, you know, just flip the script and do the very same thing that the left is doing, but on a right-leaning platform. And this does very much reinforce that. And it just makes people who may agree with him or the idea that cis or cisgender is a slur makes you look bad, doesn't it? The end of the day. Guys, I think we're going to get into super chats. I'm sure there's some interesting ones on this topic.
Oh, yeah. A lot of black-pilled super chatters today. Dude, let's see.
It was rough.
Okay, hold on. Daisy says, did you talk about this in the last stream? I was catching up and looking for the Titanic part. That's right, because I put in the description that we were going to talk about it, and then we never got to it, and I didn't take it out of the description.
I mentioned it in the beginning, too, and we never got to it on our prior stream. I guess that was Monday stream. I didn't get to it, which on Monday I hadn't even seen the videos of people reacting to it in this way. So I guess now you've got my full reaction here.
Yes, indeed. And Daisy also says, did you guys change the start time? Because this is so much better for my time than being in Italy. Thank you.
Yes, we now start at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, if you're here in the States. So we decided to move the show up 2 hours. So for the international viewers, I think this has been a good move.
I asked where everyone's watching from at the beginning of the show, and like it was literally like 60%. European countries.
Crazy.
And you know, places okay. around the world and not
so,
in the US.
Strong so, move. Good move.
Which we love it. We love it. Unapologetic global. Maurice says, I do trampoline and am in Oklahoma right now for nationals. I compete Friday morning. Can I get a good luck? Love the show, by the way.
Good luck. You do trampolining? What does that
That's
mean?
It's a competitive sport, I guess. That's impressive.
Whoa. Oklahoma trampoline nationals? What does this involve? I just want
that
images.
Is so cool. Yeah, I want to see like a video of competitive trampolining.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, what is, I can't really find it. Oh, wait, rhythmic and trampoline tumbling. We'll go on to other super chats. I'm gonna research.
Maurice also says, are you familiar with Patience Zena on YouTube? She's British but super level-headed, and I love hearing her takes.
I have seen a couple of her videos and I do like her as well. I haven't watched much of her content though, but I need to look into more of it.
So there you go. Thank you, Maurice. Stevie Capone says, I definitely don't wish death on them, but it was absolutely a stupid expedition looking at all known factors.
Yeah, I just wonder how much of that they were privy to, right? If you are Ocean Gate and you are trying to convince people to go on this excursion, are you going to tell them all the other hiccups that you've had or that you fired an employee or all this stuff? Or are you going to sell it as if you are, you know, doing this amazing thing and that everything's sound? It seems like this guy was repackaging a lot of the what should have been communicated circumstances when it came to the submersible itself, which is why it would be a massive fraud case if they survived. But I don't know, they also signed liability waivers, so who knows
right.
how that works legally. Because I mean, I don't know if you guys are any lawyers watching, wouldn't they have to disclose those hiccups in order for the liability waiver to be sound? To me, that feels like that's what the rule should be, but
you would think. Yeah, there was a video going around from a CBS covered this company last year, and they read out the waiver that the passengers had to sign, and it said this: they had to acknowledge it's an experimental submersible vessel that has not been approved or certified by any regulatory body. So That is what you're signing up for, but at the same yeah. time, like it, you are running a company that is telling people we can safely take you down to do this, and you're clearly weren't able to do that in
and
this case.
Charging
so.
Them $250,000 is just insane. Blows my mind. Wow.
Oh, yeah, what a tragedy. We gotta start all over again with the
oh my
going
gosh.
Through. Mystic says, heaven forbid that people go on a trip they'll have for the rest of their life. If they got the money They have every right to spend it how they please.
Of course. And that's what everybody would be doing. And mind you, not that he needs any sort of defense of his actions, because if you make money and you've earned it for yourself, you have every right to use that in every way that you wish to. This guy has done charity work for, like, bring awareness about malaria in Africa. He has been working to conserve endangered species in India. He did this whole extensive charity work about, like, bringing the cheetah population back to India and stuff. So he's been working on the environment. He's been working in different countries for and continents for people's health. So by every marker, this is somebody that if you heard about his endeavors and what he was working on, the average person would be like, that is a very wonderful thing. I'm glad. How can we get more resources for this guy? But as soon as you hear his story separate from that and you just hear he's a billionaire, people are up in arms about how he should be dead.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense.
It's crazy to me, and people are more upset at rich people who actually build companies and earn their money spending $250,000 on an excursion like this than they are about someone like Patrice Cullors from BLM, who swindled people out of millions of dollars that they gave, thinking that they were supporting Black people, Black communities, Black causes, and right. instead they spend it all on mansions. Like, where's the same energy of people spending money if that's on wasteful things or unjustified things? It's hard to take him seriously.
It's crickets. And I truly believe, like, these people who hear the word billionaire, they think it's like $1 billion sitting in somebody's bank, which is not what a billionaire is. But we're not going to get into that. There's just so much misunderstanding. It's for another day.
Mm-hmm. Steven Sanders says, hope you're well. Really hope you saw the footage of my mask arrest on December 12, 2022. I was in handcuffs for 3 hours, not following the Social Security Administration office mask policy. My channel has all the footage and evidence. Bet a lawsuit's coming.
Your YouTube channel? I looked in my inbox for an email from Steven, and I had not gotten an email. But if you sent it to the press at PragerU, it's possible that they just have not sent it over my way yet.
Yeah, but we'll send them a message on Slack and see what's going on, whoever's responsible for that email account. But I'm sorry that happened to you. That is crazy. And best wishes with your lawsuit. I hope you are compensated.
I hear lawsuits take such a long,
I believe
long
it.
Time, especially for something like it. That.
Yeah. Okay. Hi Q says, Amla, from what I understand, this sub was in no way seaworthy, like a dog running on a coming car. What do you want people to feel?
I would just imagine that if you heard the story of anybody dying, you'd be like, you know what? That sucks. Especially if you're an individual thinking, it's not like all of these people knew, like, this is not a seaworthy vessel and I am going on to this to die, and this is the choice I'm taking, and I'm going to pay all this money so that I go and die on this thing. Most of the people, if we can say maybe Stockton Rush, maybe the CEO knew that this was not going to be a good excursion, but put himself on the vessel anyway. So I'm assuming he himself even thought this was going to be something that went well. Regardless, 5 people are now dying a death that you would not wish upon your worst enemy. So that's all. That's all. It's not really that I saw this story and was like, oh my gosh, like, this absolutely needs to be talked about. I saw the response to the story, and that's just what shocked me to no end, man.
Yeah, just basic decency. That's all we're looking
just
for.
Just basic, like, you know what? When human life is taken away, and especially in an unexpected and, you know, just tragic way, it's not fun.
No. AV says, I love your podcast. I watch it every day. I live in the most liberal place in California, aka not a lot of friends anymore, lots of hate.
Oh, that sucks.
I'm sorry.
Wow. I'm sure there are people. Maybe there's like a, what is that? Meetup? Is that the app?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can find a group on Meetup that is actually, you know, like free thinking individuals or conservatives or whatever it is that you identify as.
Or you can hop on our Discord, have that virtually.
That's true.
I'm sure there's other people in California
That's
on there
true.
As well.
That's true.
Do our own little meetup.
There's so many people on Discord. Yeah, definitely.
So. But yeah, sorry for the rough times. We know how it is out there in California. Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, the life says, love your videos. Just heard my manager bring up the sub today at work. TBH, it was either time travel or sea creature. Hopefully not the Leviathan.
Huh? I'm confused.
So they think it was lost because of time travel or a sea creature.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, that's a theory. That's a theory. I don't know if
we
it's
can
one
hope
of the
it
more...
was time travel. That would be much cooler.
I hope they're in a
just a plain
time
tragedy.
Just exploring like one of those like Outlander. Yeah.
Sounds like a 90s sci-fi movie or something, but
yeah.
Redacted says they don't deserve to die because of billionaires. That's disgusting sentiment. They deserve it for being ignorant, entire op full of red flags.
Well, I mean, we can all have the hindsight 2020 bias of saying that this is totally something that you would have figured out had you been given the opportunity or had you been in the same scenario. But you would be amazed at how quickly people are scammed into certain things or just don't have the full scope of information. This billionaire had been on many different trips. He's taken a submersible down to Mariana's Trench and came out alive. So if it's something that you've spent a lot of time doing, you've gone up to space, you are a very famous aviator, why would you not think that you would survive this excursion just like you've survived all the others that you've done before and at very treacherous depths in previous times? So there's a lot of people looking at this and being like, I'd be able to figure out what was going on in this situation. And you know what? The odds are that that is, in fact, not true.
Not true. No. Gigi Harlow says, I'm just so excited that I actually made it to the live stream for once. It's 10:30 at night in Berlin, where I am right now. Alma, you are a much needed intelligent voice in this era of insanity. Keep it up.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And thanks for watching from Berlin.
Yeah, very Danke. Cool. I always love to hear from all the different countries that are watching.
Olivia says, wishing death on people does not make someone virtuous. It makes them just as shameful as though they as those they believe exploit others for personal gain.
Yep, I do. Well, I do agree with you. Very well said.
Brandon Reynolds says, when it comes to free speech, I'm right there with you. But I think it's time we fight fire with fire, because try and say anything on Facebook that is anti-left and see how fast you're blocked.
Yeah, I'm like, if you stoop to the same level as the people who you are fighting against, then what are you fighting? You know what I mean? At the end of the day, if you lose your own morality just to fight with those that are lacking it, then you're both at the same position. So...
Yeah, it's Anakin feeling his anger and turning to the dark side to defeat the Emperor. It's putting on the ring to fight Mordor instead of casting it into the fire. That's the good guys don't stoop to the level of the bad guys.
Even if you don't win, you know what I mean? I know a lot of people are like, it's always about winning and you have to do whatever it takes to win or whatever. I mean, if you do whatever it takes to win, then you're no better than the person you beat.
Amen. Natty Solano says, I pray for them and I really hope they at least don't suffer so much.
Yeah. That's
very decent of you. Yes. Thank you, Natty. Oreo Rico, no message, just sends a super chat. Thank you. Megan Chambers says, Amala, I've been meaning to ask, what does your music theme say? We haven't had this question in a while. We used to get it like every stream, but
that's true.
It sounds like got a problem with the beat. But I don't think that's it. Love your show.
It says Young Apollo with the, and then the beat hits. So that's when the beat drop hits. So for those of you who, everybody always asks where the lyrics are. I understand. It's very confusing. I didn't even know until like later.
Yeah, we just picked it because it sounded cool.
Yep.
Damian Wooten says, as a former submariner, I just heard about this. I'm just hearing about it. Still, a loss of life is tragic.
Yeah, I mean, so you would actually understand probably the conditions of what that looks like, man. I heard somebody describe it as like just sitting in thick air with five other people, and that submersible is the size of a minivan. So he's like, they're probably sweating and having panic attacks and throwing up and Yeah. Gosh.
That's horrifying. Sean Kelly says, I love this show. Thanks for standing up for all this craziness. I mean, how can you hate someone because they have money? It's amazing. Keep bringing truth, guys.
Yeah, man. Do they think there's like no good billionaires that exist? That's my question. Do you think there's not, to be a billionaire, you just have to be an inherently horrible person? I guess they would say yes. I'm assuming.
Yeah, I mean, you would think that that's they just classify people based on how much money they have and immediately assign morality to them based on that. So, Sup My Dude says, I was wondering how aliens would embrace humanity if they do indeed exist, but then realized they'd probably destroy us after listening to the 1975.
So done. So done. I'm going to ban 1975 slander, right? That's my anti-free
my dude,
speech
and you'll
moment.
Reduce it by like 90%.
That's my anti-free speech moment.
Patricia Weiss says, first, I want to apologize for my drunken comments last time. The vodka lemon.
The vodka.
Was on Monday.
Vodka lemon.
Though you probably, hopefully, won't remember that. Second, should I hate my employer because he's rich?
No, although some people do. And we definitely remember the vodka lemon. Sorry. Sorry.
Glad you do too.
Yeah, glad you're still with us.
Glad that you remember it too.
Nick Tyler again says, it sounds like these woke companies need to include people with high income in the diversity, equity, and inclusion training.
I guess so. Yeah, that's a form of diversity that needs to be, they need to be tolerant towards. Good luck. Good luck with that. I don't know how well that would go over.
Stephanie says, love from Edgewater, Florida. My mom and I love you.
Edgewater. I used to live not too far from there.
Mm-mm. And then Richard Street sends £50 super chat. So probably from the UK. Thank you for the pounds, Richard. No message.
Oh, thank you,
his
Richard.
First one.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for the support. And lastly, I think is Reagan Leppert, who sends a super chat with no message as well. Her first time. So thank you, Reagan.
Oh, well, amazing. No messages for the last
no
two.
Messages.
Guys. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Let me know your thoughts on the stories we covered today. How do you feel? Are you keeping up with the Titanic submersible story? There is just continuous updates that are going on. It seems like the world is greatly attached to this story. How do you feel about some of the people's responses to what is happening to the submersible? And how do you feel about Elon's choice to get rid of cis and cisgender on Twitter, essentially, by deeming them to be slurs and harassment? Let me know how you feel about that in the comments down below. As always, please like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time we're live. That's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. I'm trying to remember that time change. We moved it 2 hours up for you guys. Hope you all are enjoying. Thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you tomorrow.